Dr. Erica Peterson at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences is testing a small, high-frequency, rechargeable nerve blocker device to help with amputation pain.
So amputation pain is interesting because there's two different kinds of pain that people who've lost a leg will tell you about. They have pain which is at the stump where their leg now ends, and that makes it hard for them to wear a false leg or a prosthesis. It makes them just hard to get comfortable because of where the scar is and where the leg was removed. The other piece is the pain that comes from what we call phantom pain. That is that even though part of their leg is missing, it still hurts as if it's there. I have patients who lost their leg below the knee who tell me that their toes feel like they're being stabbed with a poker, for example. We think what's happening is that the brain is looking for what used to be there and filling in that information from nerves that are damaged from the surgery or the trauma that caused the limb to be amputated, and filling it in a way that is, frankly, very strange or bizarre or painful to that person.
With her patients experiencing that kind of pain, Peterson was eager to begin the study.
You know, there's two things about it. One is that there's not a lot of solutions to this kind of chronic nerve damage related pain that work for everybody. You can try medications, you can try doing additional surgery to see if that might help the tissue that is healed from the amputation in some way, but those don't work for everyone. And a lot of people who are in chronic pain, they're already disabled from loss of a limb potentially, and the pain makes it to where they can't recover. They can't rehabilitate, they can't resume life or work the way they want to.
The device itself is very small and is activated by the patient when he or she experiences pain.
It's radio, but I have a demo I could show you. The implanted battery pack is about the size of a box of Tic Tacs, a little bit thinner than that, so about 2 inches by an inch and a half in dimension. It sits about an inch or so deep underneath the skin, and there's a wireless device that communicates through the skin to activate it so that patients can get a treatment to relieve pain. That signal, when the treatment is activated, is sent down through a little electrical wire that runs under the skin of the leg and wraps around the nerves in the leg just above where the amputation has been.
And the high-frequency nerve blocker device is not an opioid.
Oh, absolutely, for the best. You know, there's been a lot of discussion about what opioid epidemic we have, particularly here in Arkansas. And if we're able to reduce the dependence of patients on opioid medications, that also decreases the risk of potentially having life-threatening complications or overdoses, or having people in their families get access to those medicines and have harm from them as well. And so in this instance, avoiding those medications by using an alternative could be a true benefit.
Dr. Peterson has enrolled 5 amputation patients so far and hopes to find several others. UAMS is one of 20 medical centers around the country taking part in the national study. I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com. And from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.